Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, Brooklyn. Static Select, Joey Badass. Phenomenal tune. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. We up on a Wednesday, Wednesday vibrations.
Yeah.
Laura, you got some sleep yesterday. You had a crazy Monday night.
I did. I definitely got some sleep yesterday. And then, you know when you get some sleep but you wake up and you still feel tired and you feel like overwhelmed?
Yeah. You're mentally exhausted.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what? I took my butt to take a spin class and I felt like I let it out there. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's the best to just do something like that. So
Listen, exercise is some of the best therapeutic movement, oxygen, blood flow, you know, an intense workout, especially like if you got stress and some exhaustion, and then that just zonks you out.
I just felt like that was the only way I could get some real sleep, you know?
Yeah, man.
Your body's tired. I took a hot shower. I was like, peace, everyone.
Now, speaking of hot shower, for the last couple of weeks, in the morning only, I'm a 2-shower-a-day kind of guy.
Okay.
So my night shower's hot before bed, but that morning shower, especially the times we get up, I get in there and I get under that cold water. In the morning, and I try to meditate for like 3 to 5 minutes, just breathing. Because, you know, you got to breathe so much under the cold water because it's so cold.
Yeah. Bro, I can't do that. Listen, it could be hot summer days. I can't do cold water showers. I can't do it.
It's real.
It's definitely an activity. It's not like you ain't chilling. I mean, you are chilling, literally chilling. But
you're very conscious and aware of what's going on.
Yeah, it ain't like I'm in the shower. This feels so great. It's 1,000% like, whoa, I'm ready now.
Right. I'll splash some cold water on my face. Right, you know, wash my face with cool water, but that cold on my body, chill.
They say there's some health. There's reports that there's health benefits. The cold shower.
There is. What, have you ever been to the spa and then they have like a cold water plunge?
Yeah.
No thanks, you know?
Well, they say cold water shower is better for your skin.
Right. And it's supposed to be good for circulation.
You can do
it's good
shoddy.
For circulation
I can't
your
do
heart.
It. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I mean, I haven't tried it. Me and Ebro talked about it. I did it that next day. Like, all right, let me see. But this is I can't.
Just this morning I did it. And when I get in the shower, it's not cold, though. That's the other part. Like, I get in and it's like a mild, warmish, even maybe sometimes hot. Then I creep it to being cold as I wash up. Boom, boom, boom. And then on the closeout, it's cold.
It's cold. It's a progression.
I don't even know if I'm doing it right, but ain't nobody getting into no straight cold shower first thing, bro. But I'm trying.
Yeah.
I might be messing the whole health benefit thing up, but damn it, it's cold, man.
Yeah. At some point, you get to the straight cold.
I don't know.
Nah, it's no joke.
Man. And the first thing in the morning, bro, you ready to fight.
In the shower swinging.
Yo, you ready. You fighting. Let's fight. I want to fight anybody.
Facts.
Yo, we got Marcellus and Amathea. I think I'm saying it right. Amathea? Am I saying your name right?
Amathea.
Rock me, Amathea.
Amathea.
Amathea. Amathea. Amathea, Amathea, I'm a thrill. You know that song?
No.
It's an old song called Rock Me Amadeus. It's from the 80s. It was a hit song, too. Right. But it was Amadeus, you heard.
What's the other song? Amadeus.
And the drum for Dio. Yeah. What is that joint?
Right?
Yeah,
don't look any further.
Oh, yeah, don't look any further. That's what
it is.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, don't look any further.
I'm a there. That's
and that's Dennis Edwards.
Nice.
Don't look any further.
Yes, I'm a there.
Sorry.
No.
She's that impressed.
Yep. Dennis Edwards. Sorry, I'm a there. You're having a good time with your name. Marcellus, what's happening, fam?
Peace. Morning, everyone.
Peace to the gods. You all right?
Yeah,
I guess so. Amadea, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
You.
Whoa.
All right, Amadea.
All right, Laura, let's go.
Let's go.
She about to get a congratulations. You Amadea yourself.
Amadea.
Amadea. 6 seconds on the clock. Shani with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play Laura
Never Losing.
Right here we
go.
All right, Ja Rule says,
Ebro.
Laura.
That he doesn't condone the behavior of Irv Gotti and what he said about Ashanti.
Wow, word for word. That's correct.
Wait, that was the whole answer?
Ja Rule says he doesn't condone how Irv Gotti spoke about who on Drink Champs.
Laura's writing the questions. Man.
Oh, my God.
Which type of poem was made famous by Shakespeare?
Ebro.
A type of poem.
Hey.
Three.
What is it called?
Two.
I know this.
A haiku. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Which type of poem was made famous by Shakespeare? Has 14 lines and rhymes and uses rhyming iambic pentameter.
I don't even know what that is.
What's another poem?
A sonnet?
Sonnet is correct.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Damn.
That's a fact. In which country was Albert Einstein born? Laura.
I think he's born in Germany.
Germany is correct.
Germany.
Laura wins.
Marcellus.
Oh, let's go on a Wednesday. Yeah.
Let's go, Marcellus.
Oh, man. What are we playing for, Laura? What they got?
On a hump day, baby.
Let's go, Marcellus.
Don't hype it up, fam. Relax.
You're going to check out Emmy-nominated original series, The Miss Pat Show, Miss Pat Live.
Miss Pat's in person
during her comedy tour. So we're going to hook you up with these tickets. Okay, Marcellus?
That's what's up. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yo, I'm Amadea. Sorry about that, fam. I wasn't, a quick draw McGraw today.
No problem.
But we got a song for you. Amadea. 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 Amadea.
Ayo.
Please. Yeah. Don't look any further.
Too early. You need some cold water.
Yeah, that's what I sound like.
All right, I think this way it go, right?
We did all this because her name was Amadeus, by the way.
I know, right? Like, when it gets to the part. Amadeus, you know this song?
That's it.
Hey. Don't look
any further.
You still win.
I'm a
day.
Don't look any further. Yo, what other show would play 2 minutes of a song just to bring your name into something that don't even say your name in it, B? Right. I'm a day. You ain't never heard no radio show like this, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I'm a day. Yo, she's like, yo, fam, I stayed on the line for this, man. What is happening?
Listen, that's what we do.
Oh, my God.
Yo, good morning. On the way, we love y'all. That's how much we love you, Amadeus.
We love you guys, too.
Aw, you're beautiful soul. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles, what you got?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Swiss Beats and Timbaland are suing Triller for millions over verses. They want their money.
Let's go.
Wow, I'll break down this story coming up. Flashing Lights.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey. Yo, if you got college kids in your house, and this is for next year, I just read this, but I think it's an important note because so many people struggle to pay for college and figure out what they're going to do. Did you know that the financial aid filing, or what they call the FAFSA, which is what opens up financial aid filing for like all the financial aid, you got to have your form in by October 1st. They say like 75% of families don't even know this, which means they missed the financial aid filing situation. And so I thought I would share that because I know we have a lot of parents, people with families, kids. But this isn't for this coming season. This is to get in for 2023 to 2024. You file now for next year. Crazy fam bam.
I know.
So wow. Get to it and share this information with a college kid or a family looking at college near you. This has been a public service announcement from Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg. Let's get to the flashing light.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles, Laura got the 411.
Laura Stiles.
Flashing light.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Swiss Beatz and Timbaland are suing Triller for $28 million.
Oh, man.
They're saying that this service that they sold Versus to failed to pay up.
After you don't
they
say.
Did like two installments of their payments and they were like, we ain't got it.
This was the most predictable storyline of all time.
They were like two payments in, and after that, they skated.
Yo, the amount of money that deal was for and the way that Triller has been spending money loose without any plan of how they make the money, I've never understood it. The whole time, everyone wants to watch on Instagram, and you still can watch it on Instagram, and you still can watch it. So I'm like, your hope is to get people to sign up for Triller. I don't know one person who's signing up for Triller.
Well, and there's that part, but then I thought there was some, like, I thought what they were trying to do was get some public, you know, I think they were trying to take the company public. This has nothing to do with Versus per se, because I saw every, you know, remember the fight app and them holding all of these different type of sporting events, et cetera, et cetera. And then Triller as the app isn't Triller somewhat like TikTok overall, like?
I don't know. Yes. I don't think any of us have it.
I have it. It's TikTok. I mean, it is TikTok. It is,
and it was popping before TikTok. I think
slightly,
but just never really. It exploded.
Was yeah. I think it's actually where some of the black creatives were first. Like it did have users and an upside. I just mean Ebro. Yeah, to what you're saying, it's not about the Versus part. It's just they promised a lot that I can't imagine they actually would ever be able to deliver.
Right. So here we are.
Yeah, they're suing
so
for
they're
28
suing for 28
plus interest.
They'll probably settle. They'll try to settle out, and then hopefully Swizz and them take them to the bank, and you know, keep tapping those pockets long term.
Man,
I think Swizz and Tim are going to be okay no matter what happens here.
Oh, you don't think they
like
they're waiting for this money?
Yeah, I think the bills will still be paid. They'll be fine.
You think so?
That's my assumption.
I don't know, bro.
It's real out here.
I just want to go on the record. I just want to go on the record and say, yo, Triller, man, you really left Tim and Swizz out in the cold here.
Right, they're not doing well, man. They need you.
Yo, man, the way y'all disrespected Versus, man, this was legendary. You know what I'm saying?
It really has, by the way. It has not felt the same the last year. It really does feel like
they disrespected it. They disrespected it.
And there were some really good ones that a lot of us missed just because
it hasn't hit.
Trilla ain't on their game. Say what it is, because Trilla ain't on their game.
I don't think they are. I'll be honest. I don't think they are.
Yo, I might sue them. I downloaded the app and they've been getting what I need.
There you go.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 77 degrees. A little rain this afternoon and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yep. It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. You have Senator Liz Cheney, who was on the January 6th committee. She was once a senator in Wyoming. Thought she was going to go against Donald Trump. She might have to get the button. She lost yesterday. And Dr. Oz. Yeah, Dr. Oz. They've been giving him a hard time. You know, he's a Republican. He ran for senator in Pennsylvania. I think the Democratic candidate, shellacked him. Yo, they was giving Dr. Oz the business, making fun of him, talking about he lives in New Jersey. It's pretty funny when you go down the rabbit hole. Anyway, all that coming up, and congratulations, you played yourself. Anything else we should add in there, add us, Ebro in the AM.
Oh, I got one. Oof.
Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, it's Ebro in the morning.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Early in the morning, late at night. It don't even matter what time it is.
I meant to tell you yesterday, Ebro.
Yes.
By the way, Ebro, here's the moment on the show when I bring up something that we know about, and Laura Stiles goes, "What are you talking about? What is that?"
Okay. All right. Here we go. Right, here we go.
Did you hear about the Manti Te'o documentary?
No, I did not.
What are you talking about?
I started watching.
Because I really don't.
I started watching the Manti Te'o doc yesterday. Yo.
Manti Te'o, what is
this? Yes!
Do you know what Manti Te'o is? Manti, no,
and the crazy like part is, Laura would love this story.
Oh my, oh yo, my. That,
Manti Te'o?
Cass, that's exactly.
What's Manti Te'o?
That's exactly why I thought of this in this moment.
Tony, I'm lost.
Me too.
I'll explain, but let me start by giving Laura this.
Congratulations.
I don't know if that's fair.
Yo, she would love the story.
That's not fair.
Why? She shouldn't get a congrats for that. Why?
For not remember. Okay, let's see if she remembers. How about if I give her more information and she still
give
doesn't
her more
remember.
Info.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Manti Te'o was the Hawaiian football, Samoan football player who went to Notre Dame in like 2009, was the best player in college football. And when he got drafted, they found out he'd been catfished by his dead girlfriend.
Remember that? I remember the story.
There you
go. Oh,
damn
it. Yes, yeah. I do remember the story because I was like, I can't believe this happened.
Hit Rosenberg with the button.
Hit me with the button.
Yes, I remember this.
She was thinking she would remember something sports affiliated.
No, she did. The fact that she remembered with more information.
The catfish
once
is what
you said
got
catfish,
me.
Of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
The name part is what throws people.
But the name part to me is always what made it so memorable.
Oh, wait, remind me.
No, the catfish with the dead girlfriend makes it memorable.
Yeah,
it
was
really okay, good. So let me just say this.
So you get the button.
And the depth at which
you played yourself.
The depth at which the catfish went to when we found out how far they've been communicating.
No, no,
and
it's
how he was in love with her. It wasn't just like a DM gone left.
No, no,
this
listen.
Was a full on relationship that yeah. went for years. And you were like, yo, bro, who are you?
It was like
that
a,
you allowed this to happen.
It's really. I'll use this as my congrats and also recommend everyone go on Netflix and watch this. They're not paying me for this. It's just that damn. Laura, you will love it. It is so sad that you feel so bad for the person who did the catfishing because they were obviously so messed up. That person was a man who is now transitioning to a woman. Like, as they're doing the doc interviews,
right?
She's now transitioning. But at the time, she was just a man who was very confused, didn't understand her own sexuality, created this online image, took pictures from someone, and then randomly one day messaged Manti. And she'd done this with a lot of people. She'd catfished a bunch of people, but usually it would go on for a month or whatever.
Sean's face is so confused just right now.
Usually it would go on for a month, and then after a month, you know, she'd get out. But the Manti's such a great guy that it just kept going further and further.
Mm-mm. And so now you went with great guy. I went with cornball.
There you go.
Well, those things aren't mutually exclusive.
Facts. But the whole story still gets one of these.
Oh, what? The biggest maybe ever.
Congratulations.
But Laura,
you played yourself.
The craziest thing about it is the whole country is, they show it in the doc, the whole country's talking about the inspiration of the story of this kid who's 21 years old and on the same day lost his grandmother, which he really did, and his girlfriend, which he thought he did. So he really did suffer through the losses.
Yeah. He did feel the pain.
He went through the full pain of it all. And then at the end of the season, when it's about to get up for the Heisman Trophy, finds out after dying, she tries to call him and go, hey, it's me. He's like, what? Hit the button.
Congratulations.
See, here's the other part. Yeah, but the other part is the cornball part. You never even seen this person before in real life.
So that's
what evil. Kind of girlfriend is this?
That, so here's the wild part, okay? Listen, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, you know I'm not proud of it. I have my history with the internet and meeting people. And I have definitely had very short catfish moments. Absolutely happened more, maybe twice, three times. And you
catfish
can,
Pete.
And you could And you can tell. Hey, can you send a picture? No, my phone is bop bop bop. Hey, can you send this? No.
Yo, they went on for years.
No, it was something like
that's
a year.
That's the part that I'm like, wait a second, years.
Was it only a year, bro?
Yeah, it was. It was. Okay. Well, no. The original contact was much earlier, but it only picked up.
Nah, bro.
Later.
No, see that it was longer than I knew. It was longer than a year.
It was over a year.
Yeah, but at the beginning, it was just someone who sent a random message. He wasn't talking to her on the phone every day.
I never. Now, see, now here's the other part, Rosenberg. You had a pen pal before. You was one of the people. You've written letters and done the whole skit, falling in love with somebody that was far, far away, and pen pals and all. Fam, if I ain't seeing you, I don't really even know if I know you like that. I always been like that. I don't even know you like that.
Well, in this case, that attitude would have really benefited you. But there's a very telling part in the doc, too. And this is the last thing I'll say. I don't want to give anything else away. There's a very telling part early on about the kind of guy Manti is. And first of all, I want to say one thing to Manti. I want to give him a real congrats, not you played yourself. He has gotten veneers. Yo, I've never seen new teeth affect someone's looks more. When they cut back to the old pictures of him, Laura, he's a 3. They cut to him now. The man's a 9.5. I've never seen teeth make an impact.
This guy
like
with the butt. We've been talking about Manti Te'o. How's his football career,
you
fam?
Yourself.
He retired in 2020, I believe. Not like a 7.
How did he? No, I said, how was his football career?
It was fine. It was good. It wasn't what, you know, considering he was like the best defensive player in the country in college. It wasn't good enough to make people think of anything except catfish when they
exactly.
think of his name.
Exactly, and that's why you get the button for having us talk about this for so long.
Congratulations.
Watch.
You played yourself.
He didn't even live up to his Heisman situation.
Wow, no. Now, people were
like, and by the way, people like catfish stories. Wasn't there a popular TV show on MTV?
Yes, about called this? Catfish.
There you go. That's where the whole thing comes from, right?
That's right.
So, of course, they're going to like a documentary about it.
Yeah,
Laura Stiles, what you got up today?
So I don't know if you guys saw these headlines, but Rick Ross's company is being hit with a big fine over labor violations at Wingstop.
Yo, this is wild.
So I'm sure that Rick Ross is in tune on what's happening at every single one of his franchise locations and the day-to-day, right? But he's still responsible because he's one of the owners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, his name is getting dragged right
yes.
now.
Yes, so
you
right
the,
now.
You the big boss. You the biggest boss.
Rick Ross and his family are under fire in Mississippi for allegedly skimming money from the wages of their Wingstop workers. Yeah. Bro, these people are barely making any money. You skimming off the top? So now they're saying that the U.S. Department of Labor are hitting Boss Wings Enterprises, which is Rick Ross's company, with a $115,000 fine for back wages and penalties after the franchises are definitely violating labor laws. Now, some of the things were like employees were taking home less than $7.25 an hour. You know, and which is like below minimum wage. They're also saying that they were forcing workers to pay for uniforms, to pay for basic safety training, paying for background checks, cash register shortages. There was an instance where a 15-year-old
cash register shortages seems normal though.
No, that's
your
not,
register
no.
come up short.
No,
man, yep. I worked at Burger King back in the day, fam.
Well, back in the day, now you can't do that, Ebro.
Oh,
now
you can't do that
like
no more.
Gotta,
so people
could
steal from the
loss.
Register and then they're not gonna come get that out your check. Oh man, people out here coming up.
You can't do that anymore. But they found like a 15-year-old who was working past the legal age, the legal time, which I believe is like 10 p.m. So it's just a lot of things that just like, man, fam, like.
And, yo, and by the way, also reports, paying for your uniform, I think that was normal back in the day, too.
It's not back in the day anymore,
you get that
bro.
J.O., then you pay for the uniform, they take the money out your check.
Yeah, it's not back in the day anymore. But
that's why
saying,
y'all soft, dude.
Look, right here it says...
I don't understand.
For 244 workers, you know, have been affected by this. That's a lot of people, man.
The worst thing about this whole thing is the fact that they was... shorten them on the minimum wage, and the allegation of skimming off the top.
Well, I mean, that, it happened.
And also working them, quote unquote, to the bone. Long hours.
I need to know what that means, because you know that today's generation, they work 30 minutes past their time. They working me to the bone.
Overall, this is not a good look, guys. This is, all of it deserves a button. This is
congratulations, terrible. You played yourself.
Yo, and poor Ross probably got one of his family members. He thought he was giving him a job. His name is plastered all over this. Y'all really think Ross was sitting at the table counting these numbers? He was just looking at the overall return.
But that is man's that dragged is, now. And that's the congrats.
Yep.
Because you want to listen. He Ross loved the guy. He's giving out these franchises. He gave one to his 16-year-old son as a birthday present. You know what I mean? If you're gonna be, you got to be careful because your name at the end of the day is the one that's getting dragged through the mud.
Facts. Hit the button.
Congratulations.
On Rose.
You played yourself.
Love you, Rose. In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Rose owe me money anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He used my face in a Bel Air Black Bottle Boys promotion. Didn't get no approval, nothing.
And by the and Ebro just turned
you
it
know
into
how many
a-
bottles, you know how many cases of Bel Air Rose my face will sell?
I don't know.
I heard it sold
you know how
literally tens of them.
Tens. You owe me money, Rose. I'm coming too. Pause. Hey yo. Wow.
Hey yo.
All right.
97 minutes commercial.
Congratulations.
Right now, cast one.
You played yourself.
And we got Curved happening next. People get curved every day. And then DJ John pulling up with tickets. We here, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg on a White-ish Wednesday. That's going up in 30 minutes too.
Go up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, whoa, hey, I can't lie. I wanted you the first time that I saw you.
Yo, y'all want to hear something crazy, bro? Yeah. In the state of New Jersey, every baby born, every newborn, this is according to an article in a lawsuit that I just read. Every baby born in the state of New Jersey, they prick the heel of the baby and take a little drop of blood without the parental consent. It's just a part of being born in the state. And they check for diseases and all type of things as a part of the like New Jersey State Health Board. Mm. Apparently, oh, and Rasan says New York State too. That's maybe insane. And maybe it's many states. But apparently, police in New Jersey in an investigation have requested the blood of a 9-year-old kid to try to get the DNA of his father, who is tied up in some case.
Wow.
So follow me. That means police are requesting in an investigation the blood of children to try to get their parents' DNA. Mm. If they can't get the parent, if they can't get the parental DNA. That sounds like overreaching, doesn't it? That sounds a little
criminal.
That sounds problematic, let's say.
I mean, is it to prove freedom, or is it to prove like that, or is it to, because it depends how you look at it. You know what I mean? Like if.
If the police are asking, it feels criminal.
Because it does feel shady.
You know what I'm saying? If it was to prove his innocence, they probably can go to any family member and be like, we want to try to clear this up. And they would do it willingly. But if they're going through the hospital.
I remember them doing that with my baby girl. But it was to check if, because remember,
yeah, they're
I had
checking,
diabetes.
But they store the, but they store the information.
It. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? And my problem as a parent would be, you know, look, let's say I had a child with somebody I'm not with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going and using my child's DNA to go chase down a parent that isn't even.
No, it's foul. Yo, it sounds foul.
It sounds super foul. But as Laura said, most people would give the thumbs up because it depends on the crime, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, if you want to apprehend somebody that's done some real heinous ish out here.
You might be like, go ahead.
You're going to be like, yo, whatever it takes to help out. But at the same time, why the police got my kid's DNA? Why? What's going on? And if the police can just do that and request that, what are the checks and balance system? Anyway, there's a whole lawsuit on it. And it registered as concerning to me.
Mm,
and I wanted to share. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. We are here. And DJ John just stepped in their room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's get it on.
No.
DJ John, the Let's new go. Song.
You ready? Yo, Rosenberg, you gotta do it.
Okay.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John. It's DJ John. It's DJ John.
It's DJ John.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Do you realize that ever since Juanito started using this song, that now the Mets and the Yankees, both teams are screwed?
Really? Oh, man.
They've both gotta, been
yo,
cursed.
John, they're on to us. That was our plan.
It's not my fault, man.
Come on, man.
It is.
It's not my
fault. I knew the wax sauce associated with you and the Yankees would wear off,
wow.
Get to the Mets if we started using this song in a blasphemous fashion the way we're using it.
Yeah, okay.
The fact that we're using this song for a Yankees fan, I knew things would turn left.
Wow. So you're saying it backfired? Because my team is still losing.
Well, yeah, but if we're going down, bring everybody down, baby.
That's right. Burn it all up. Blow it all up.
John, what are you giving the people right now when they call and they're smarter than you?
Tickets to the Millennium Tour happening November 9th and November 11th with Bow Wow, Kerry Hilson. I think Mario's on that bill, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun
Mario.
Time. Mario.
Okay. All right. Call right now. You can Kerry be smarter Hilson. Than the DJ John. ESPN's own Rosenberg, what exactly is transpiring with the Mets right now? It's only been a couple of games.
No, yeah. I mean, the Mets just lost 2 games to the Braves. But, you know, I mean, offense wasn't good the last 2 days.
Nope.
Pitcher got hurt both days.
Yes.
You know, there's just been things that have not been great. But, I mean, it's not like the Yankees who are in
shambles.
Do I go as far as saying free fall?
I was going to say it might be a free fall. I was going to use those exact
words. Yo, it's Whitish Wednesday. Shouts to Tom Petty.
Huh?
Might have to play free fall.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening to this team right now.
Now, is there ESPN's own Rosenberg here started his career here before he prioritized being on the Michael Kay Show more than here?
That's incorrect. They just pay me more money. But keep going.
I love this.
Is there a possibility that New York sports fans won't have anything to be excited about until the Knicks start playing again? And even then, it's
It's certainly a distinct possibility, given that the Jets preseason has started out bad.
Yo, it's not what you want.
Zach Wilson's out through at least week 1 of the season. And then the Giants, who has any idea.
Do they even play football? Do the New York Football Giants play football?
That we're not sure. We don't know. Okay. And they haven't looked good in practice, supposedly. That's what people are saying, is that Daniel Jones doesn't look sharp. So to your point, it could, if the Yankees continue to free fall, it could be the Mets are the only team doing anything for the next 6 months.
Well, and we hope they don't, this little couple of game bump that they're seeing right now isn't continuous. We want them to go on and, you know what I'm saying, come out of their free fall.
The Yankees are... I'm sorry, John. This is not good.
Damn. Is that bad?
I mean, look, and if it, and listen, aren't if they... anything comes of sports in this town, play the narco one more time. Hit that.
The narco? Oh, the joint?
The Diaz closer anthem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tiny Trumpet. Is that his name?
Is that what the official name of it is?
Let's say that's one of the guy's names. Lumberjack and Tiny
no,
Trumpet.
Blaster Jacks.
Blaster Jacks and Tiny Trumpet. Yeah,
I like Apple Jacks.
I'd like you to stop just saying random words that mean nothing.
Bad guy.
Turn it up.
DJ John. 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 DJ
John. Who's on the line? Shining Culture to be smarter than DJ John and answer a question from the beautiful Laura Stiles with a Z.
We have Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Hi, how are you guys? How are you? Good morning.
Caitlin, thanks for joining the program. Good morning to you as well. Are you ready to be smarter than DJ John?
Yes, I hope so. I'm so nervous.
No, you got this. You got this. Really not hard to be intellectually more sound than this character.
I try every morning to call him.
No, you're on now, Kiko. Let's go, Caitlin.
You're on now, Caitlin.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Okay, Caitlin, here's your question. Can you tell us who is Swiss Beatz currently married to?
Alicia Keys.
Boom, correct. Yes. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I'm so excited. All right. So
way to nail that. Unreal.
DJ John.
Okay.
Swiss Beatz went to what high school?
Oh, what's Truman? Not Truman. What's the one in the Bronx? Damn it. Lehman. No, not Lehman.
All right. He went to Stone Mountain High School.
Where's that?
That's where he went.
I always feel so bad for DJ John because he gets the hard ones.
Hey. Your question was harder than that, Caitlin. What are you doing? Stop snitching.
Caitlin, play along.
God damn, Caitlin, what's wrong with you? We're trying to get you tired.
Congrats.
Caitlin, you're smarter than DJ John. Millennium Tour tickets are yours.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. We appreciate the love. It'll be a great time. You know what I'm saying? Bring some alcohol or buy some alcohol.
Wait.
It'll be a great time. Smoke a little herb.
It'll be a great time.
Drop it like it's hot. It'll be a great time. Make it clap. Look back at it. All of it. Hang on 1 second, Caitlin. We need some info so we can get you in the in the function. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Estela.
Oh, no. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, you know, Young Thug is currently behind bars, but now he's being sued by someone else.
Damn.
Doesn't stop. We'll cover it all. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Damn. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. You know, we got White-ish Wednesday coming up. Rosenberg, are you prepared?
Oh, of course I am. I'm a professional.
Yeah, right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, good morning. Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg, who apparently makes more money at ESPN than he does here, which is why he prioritizes them.
Well, why are you saying that? Why are you all of a sudden saying this randomly on this Wednesday?
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
No.
I just said you prioritize them. You put money into
I don't mind the money part. That's being honest. I never lie to people. I get paid more at ESPN than I do at Hot 97. Is anyone shocked by that? I can hear the audience collectively going, no, we're not. But why?
No, I'm just saying, you brought it up. I didn't think anybody would be shocked either. You just brought it to the forefront.
No, stop trumping me, man. You brought it up. You said,
no, I just said I brought up that you prioritize them. And I bring up the money part.
I don't care, but the money part's not interesting. The more interesting part is, why do you think that I prioritize it more?
I don't know. I just feel like that. I feel like it's more important.
Get the hell out of here, yo. That's all you had.
I don't know. I just feel like
you're on time there all the time.
Yo, it starts at 3:00.
Yo, when you call in sick here, you still go to work there.
Oh. No. Oh. And now we got to the reality.
Wow.
So that did happen on Monday.
I didn't even know that happened.
That did happen on Monday because
I was throwing a loose one.
Well, here's
that was a loosey.
Can I?
Wow.
Just to see if it could land. Well, no,
it landed.
I couldn't sleep all night on Sunday night. I had the chills and the sweats.
That's all I hear. Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
And so I took off.
You love us, Rosenberg.
Wow. Yo, man, the really? Breakfast Club starts to fall apart. Now Rosenberg acting funny. It's great. You know what?
Angela Yee probably. I got to talk to Angela Yee. She makes a lot of sense. She had some good ideas.
Make a lot of sense what she's doing, not getting up in the morning anymore.
Wait, started her
still
own.
Still getting paid. Sounds How'd you great. Finesse that, Angela Yee?
Listen, man, ENN is lit, though.
Thank you, Casta. Thank you. And it's late in the day, too. Very late in the day.
All right, so while Young Thug is behind bars in Fulton County facing the RICO charges, now he's hit with a lawsuit by a promoter. So he was hired to perform, and they paid him $300,000, and then he went to jail. But, you know, he got $150,000 up front. But now the promoter's like, yo, fam, you went to jail, so you didn't complete the situation, so we want our money back.
That's facts.
Breaching contract. On social media, people were like, yo, they're being petty. I'm like, well, actually, no. Like,
actually, not.
That's business.
Matter of fact, we need to still do a show.
Right. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure they were like, dang, he went to jail, but we still need our deposit back.
Well, regular folks is going to be like, yo, fam, he's dealing with enough. Just let it slide. You know what I mean? But if you're running a business, you're like, we can't just let $150,000 slide.
Of course.
Part of the game is that.
That's real money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So he's being sued for breaching his contract. In other news, Viola Davis is the new villain in the new Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of the Songbirds and the Snakes. Are you guys Hunger Games fans?
Nope. Never seen any Hunger Games.
You've never seen one?
I've seen a lot of them. I don't know how many, but I've definitely tuned out and haven't kept up. So
I saw one, and it was fire.
The first one was good.
The first one was fire.
Second one was cool. Third one was in.
Well, you guys watch a lot of Hunger Games.
Once you go to 2 and 3, it's always in.
Yeah,
not always.
Most times.
To be honest with you, I didn't know there was 3. I thought it was maybe like just 2.
You can name a bunch of movies.
No, what you need to really be talking about with Viola Davis is the movie The Woman King. Y'all seen that trailer?
No.
About the African warrior women.
Oh, yes.
And it's based on a true story.
Oh, I didn't know it was based on a true story. That's fire.
Absolutely. The whole basis of the Dora Milaje in the Black Panther film is based on the women armies of West Africa.
Fire.
That's tight. Yeah, yeah. I saw you posted the trailer. That looked tight.
Trailers. It's called the Army of Dahomey, West Africa. It's West. You can look it up.
Oh, shouts to the homies.
Shout to the homies.
Because
they was with the ish, boy. They was with it.
That's fact.
They were also slave traders, too. I wonder if they're going to put that in the film.
Let's see. They should. High of 77 degrees today. Rain in the afternoon, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
In a busy. Right, it's Wednesday. WQHT HD1
New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Styles. Yo, it's Whitish Wednesday. The official intro. White who? White blank what? White what, Shawnee? White, these are the white
stripes.
White.
These white, white stripes. They white.
Yeah, Seven they Nation white. Army.
The gods.
Let that ring off.
Nation of the gods.
We come together every week for a little musical journey.
A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
Hit.
They're gonna rip it off.
Made by white artists.
Taking their time right behind my back.
Realistically, sometimes it's black music by white artists, and sometimes it's very white
all
artists.
Popular music is black music.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But like some stuff you're like, you really hear, and it's not like it's traditionally, quote, white, because what does that mean? But yes, the faces
nothing.
Are white. Right.
Say it again. It means nothing.
There's no such thing.
White. If I see the hayride, it's white.
But it's not. You think white people are the only ones on hayrides?
I'm saying if I see it in my head, me personally.
Hey, Ebro, who culturally, who do you think drives the culture of the South in the United States?
Exactly.
It's all black anyway, Shawnee. Country, blues, all of it. I mean,
How about this? I'll take it a step further, Shawnee. Cowboy, the term cowboy was associated with black men. They wasn't calling white men boys.
Right.
Those were cow hands. Those were cow hands. Cowboy, it's the black man.
Black. You know, I know that.
Black.
But you got to do like research on that.
Wild cowboys. That.
When you think a lot of style, boy. What up,
Sadat? A lot of style, boy.
You know what Sadat. I'm saying?
But when you think cowboy, you think Wayne Newton.
Whack.
You know what I'm saying? Whack.
Right, right, right.
You know that, but that's, Clint but that Eastwood. Once again, appropriation.
Right.
There you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of appropriation.
Thievery.
They didn't want to get Matt Turner that original. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of appropriation.
Yeah, here we go.
Different kind of week. Right, doing a different kind of week. Oh, no. Why am I not connected? Hold on. Try it again.
Uh-oh.
You've been away.
Lack of preparation.
No, I thought I was connected already. 5, 4.
Fumbled the bag.
3. Yeah. There we go. 2. Mm-hmm. And.
Whitish win.
Case of the PTA. This is I like that you're going hip hop.
Who is it?
That's Third Base.
Yeah.
Third Base,
you know
in the place.
Pete, nah, ha, 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 ha.
They was right. Drew up the searchlight, promise to the center stage. I grabbed the first mic. Projecting the voice with this mic and I'm coughing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man.
You freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks to dwell upon. You stepping on the trigger as the tune smacks.
Square in the butt.
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak him to Island Ball.
But I forget the name of it, though. 5 feet
away past door.
Hold up,
Ebro, you know the name?
No.
Come on. And no one knows the name?
I know it, but I forget.
I'm freezing. I'm blanking.
Step into the AM.
Yeah.
This way. Search was doing a crazy dance, Jack.
Search, what up, fam?
Were you more,
I got to text you back, I think.
Were you more a Search guy or a Pete Nice guy, Shawnee?
Search.
Ebro, were you
Search
a Pete?
Search was the most popular one.
Well, he was more the he was the more known rapper, but Pete was, I always thought Pete was the cooler one. Brand wise,
what he was that was the whole thing. I wouldn't even claim to be like a hardcore Third Base listener, sir. I like the records that was popping. I wasn't all the way in on it.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, you
the search of the two was.
Wait, what do you mean? Of course, I wasn't. Why wasn't I?
There's something about it. I wonder what it was. You just didn't quite gravitate all the way.
It was what?
It didn't quite lock in with me all the way. They was nice, though, but they was cool. It was cool. But what these white boys really doing? You know what I'm saying?
Well, they did this.
Play that gas face for the culture. Hey, 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 hey.
Did you watch that train wreck Woodstock?
Real cool. Cause Brooklyn's cool.
It's great.
Friday, June, the last day of school.
It's vibes.
Girls stepping to the mall to swing. Setting up dollars for a Brooklyn queen.
We are Brooklyn queens. We are looking for the
Brooklyn queens. Queen. Shout out to the Brooklyn queens.
So we're putting y'all on. Early white rap. This is the one Ebro referenced, of course, the classic.
Hey, yo, man, my label mate, Don Newkirk, man. Step
it's the hit.
Brooklyn
this
queens.
Thing was so crazy.
What up, y'all?
And Search was spitting that fire. I had respect right here. Saying what needed to be said.
Yo, we live on YouTube if you guys want to check in. Live on YouTube.
Whitish Wednesday. Kick him in the grill, Pete.
Gas, past tense made facially. Third basal express.
KMD.
Three
Sad Lover gave her.
A grin shows a trick MF Doom.
That's Doom.
One single web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say let's make a deal at the dinner table.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
With the effect of the gas face.
Gas face.
So there you have it. Now listen, if I was going to go too far, because Ebro knows I'm the problem with me is, you know, I'm always.
Right, here we go. PMD's here. College radio far. Somewhere at Maryland University. University of Maryland Terrapins Radio with PMD.
Here it comes. Yo, here it is. Oh, there it was. But where was it when you needed it? Because you
yo, we're too far right now.
All right, what about this one, though?
Too far.
The grill again.
I like this one.
Back to the grill again. The grill again.
All right, all right. Now we move on from third base.
I know these drums. It's Wyclef, right?
Two.
One, two, three.
So tap your bottle and twist.
Oh, YBT. Young black teenagers.
YBT.
Yo, wait, stop it. You stop the song right now. Stop the song. Did y'all say YBT? Like YBT was a thing?
Yeah,
people
it was
just saying YBT.
It was a thing here in New York.
It was a thing. YBT was
There was actually a crew in New York. Actually, so
oh,
a thing.
Really?
Yeah, there was a YBT.
No, YBT was a thing, but the group was the Young Black Teenagers. So you got to say the name because they wasn't black.
Right, they was not black.
They was not black.
They had dreads and they were called Young Black Teenagers. I didn't like that at the time. I still don't like it.
YBT. Play the song again.
The song was really cool.
That was weird.
But it was like, dude,
I was like, wait, they not black. I was like, not black.
And they was like, black is not necessarily a race. It was like, what?
What?
Yo, the fact that they thought that that was going to fly after people found out they wasn't black is pretty great.
I'd like to find out what the logic was. I think it was supposed to be ironic.
I don't think they were
really saying like we're beyond race. There is no.
Yeah, they were saying that black is a consciousness. It was like in the interview. It was like
sure.
Yes, there's interviews still on YouTube and stuff yeah. like. It's a
I, listen,
it's
I can't
a
verify what Shawnee's saying. I don't doubt it though, Shawnee. All I wanted to point out was they thought that was gonna fly.
They thought it was
outside
fly.
Of their little bubble. Wherever yeah. where are they from, Cass One?
They're from Long Island.
Yeah. Long Island.
They thought that was going to fly when y'all touched down outside of New York somewhere.
Yeah, they was Rachel. Nah, they was early Rachel Dolezal.
Early.
Yeah.
Early.
Just
early.
Yeah, they were like, maybe no one will notice.
Yeah, it was a light Ooh. Troll, though. They were trolling, but.
Right.
YBT.
This is them? Yeah, no, production no, was dope, though. It was hard to front.
This isn't them. Nah, this
isn't this House of Pain?
This is the House of Pain. House of Pain.
This is that Who's the Man soundtrack, right?
Man soundtrack, yeah.
This is hard. This video was fire.
House of Pain's a weird group because they're talked about in a sort of, like, disrespectful way, I think, because Jump Around is so commercial and just ridiculously over the top as a hit. But they got a bunch of joints. There's a handful of good joints.
People disrespect House of Pain?
I just feel like they're talked about. Ebro, you know what I mean? I feel like they're talked about like a very one-hit wondery.
They are, well.
I think they're a little more than that.
Being honest, that first album was dope. I liked it. But technically.
Still a one-hit wonder?
They had one hit.
Technically.
I guess you're right.
They was cool. I mean, Everlast knew how to keep transitioning, man.
Well, remember, Everlast went from the Syndicate, the Rhyme Syndicate, into the House of Pain, into the whole Whitey Ford,
right,
making blues
country
records.
Music.
So,
he flipped it.
It was more of a rock blues vibes, but
gotcha.
Oh, they had joints.
Remix.
Shout to Muggs.
Shout to Queen Rock.
Queens. Q York, what up?
Check it out, y'all.
Get up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up.
Try this P Rock remix. Fuego.
Stand up.
Come on.
Throw your hands
but.
Up. If you got the feeling, jump up past the ceiling.
What are you going to say?
Don't ever disrespect the original, though.
Nah.
I know it gets played a lot, but that joint is still fired.
I love this beat.
Ebro's right. Ebro's right. We're also on the radio. You should play this.
I never felt
this
like that.
This right here still be.
Woo! That whistle. Ha!
Anybody that was drinking those Mickey's Big Mouth 22s, what's going on? The Mickey's Big Mouth.
This song does still feel pretty good to hear.
Yeah,
it moves.
That's what I'm saying.
It does feel good still.
The whistle, though. The whistle.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up.
Okay, and you're right, Rosenberg. People will try to act like this is corny because they hear it so much.
But nah, it's still a thing.
Nah.
And then I'll take it.
Hey.
Yo, let's talk about DJ. Yo, DJ Muggs between Cypress Hill and House of Pain, the amount of
cake.
He was running-ish for a minute, man. And he's still making dope music, by the way, but my God.
Well, and people don't even know that Alchemist was studying up under this at
yes,
the time, wasn't he?
That's the Alchemist is the Muggs tree.
Oh. Yo, all the layers on this is crazy.
Yo, the Bible's got a lot of songs. You got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. You got a lot of rhymes.
You got a lot of songs.
I shoot to kill. I came to get down.
Shout out to my boy Shady. My boy Shady directed this video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm curious about the video, and unfortunately, I have an episode of One Up with Everlast that I lost, but it really depresses me. But I'm curious about when he, I don't remember what he told me about wearing the Larry Bird jersey in the video. Because that made, I remember, everyone think they were like Irish dudes from Boston. And they're not. And everyone,
yeah, but they kind of leaned into the Irish Boston. It was all Irish. And you know Boston with the Irish Celtics, the Irish. They just leaned all the way in.
Wait, House of Pain isn't from Boston?
No.
I did not know that.
Where are they
from?
I think they're from L.A.
Really?
Well,
no, Muggs is from Queens.
We know that.
Hold on. Let's see.
What?
Yeah, Los Angeles, California. Origin.
What?
See? This is why you tune into Whitish Wednesday.
See, all this time. All this time. I leaned into it with them.
Well, now, and DJ Lethal, Danny Boy, and Everlast is really the group. You know what I'm saying? That's really what the group is.
Yeah.
I keep shouting Muggs, obviously, because he was on production. But.
And then Lethal, all these years later, became the DJ here.
Lethal's Irish. Okay.
Oh, Lethal's Irish?
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is.
Who's this?
Everybody sucks.
Like that?
You don't really know why, but you want to just.
This feels like,
if someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact,
contact.
Your contract, your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
Hey, it's all about the he said, she said.
I never listened to this in my life.
Ever.
I
never listened to this either.
This is not hip hop.
Wait, who is this?
Limp Bizkit, man.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh. Fred Durst.
But Lethal was the DJ. I think Lethal was just the DJ for.
I never did it.
Limp Bizkit. All right.
I did. What was the? I did the pre. They had Primo Records and they had the joint with Method Man.
Yeah, but that's
Fred Durst had.
That
the
is.
That's all I know.
The Method Man one is a Primo record. It's the best one. And together now, it's a jam. Can't play the words to this one because it's too dirty. But you got to name this quickly, guys.
Okay.
Whitish Wednesday.
Oh man.
Nice and smooth.
No.
All right, Ebro.
I got it right away. Ready? I already got it.
I know Cass does.
I already got it.
Yo, Cass, how do you know
this? Because I love this song. I literally love this song.
I don't know.
What is it?
Yo, why is Shawnee just going
this? It's Eminem. His first single.
It's Eminem.
It's Eminem's first single.
I just don't give up.
Oh, yeah. I just don't give up.
This is fire.
This was on the jukebox. What was that joint where you request the songs?
On the box.
Before Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box. Before Dr. Dre signed him.
Whoa, whoa. I get that.
But it's on the first album.
Yo, shout to D12, the Dirty Dozen.
Slim Shady, brain dead like Jim Brady. I'm an M80. You little like that Kim lady. I'm buzzing, Dirty Dozen, naughty rotten rhymer. Cursing that you play is worse than Marty Schottenheimer. You whacking in the motherfucker you bitch your style from. You ain't gonna sell two copies if you press a double album. Admit it, fuck it, while we coming out in the open. I'm doing acid, arrow, smack, walking, smoking, boy then. My name is Marshall Mathers, I'm an alcoholic. I have a disease and they don't know what to call it. Better hide your wallet, cause I'm coming up quick to strip your cash. Bought a ticket to
call
your
it and wallet.
Coming
with it's
your
crazy.
Bitch, I'm coming out swinging so fast that it make your eyes spin. You getting knocked the fuck out like Mike Tyson. The proof is in the pudding. Your stats is Sean Holtman. I'll slit your motherfucker out worse than Ron Goldman. So when you see me on your block for two blocks, screaming for off the world like Tupac,
I just don't give up.
Talking this bitch behind my back. Dirty Mac.
A lot of people in Rosenberg don't know that Eminem had a project out before he was rhyming on the Wake Up Show with Sway, and Dre heard him on the radio, and then they did their thing.
Oh, the Infinite Project. Yeah, it's just don't give up.
They don't know nothing about Eminem and the Outsiders from New Jersey. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, and they don't know about the issue he did with Raucous, even though he referenced it on Stan.
Look at Shawnee's
face. Eminem and the Outsiders?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know the Outsiders, but I know the Raucous.
You don't know
the Raucous.
Yeah, yeah. He was running around with the Outsiders, too, showing up at all the Lyricist Lounge stuff. And now, listen. Marshall. I listened to the Game album. It's fantastic. Really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Eminem song for what it was. Are people taking it seriously like he's real? Like, do people think he's trying to assassinate him?
I spent zero time on it because the album is so good. I haven't even listened to the Eminem 10-minute, whatever it is. Need it. Don't want it. The Game makes good albums. It was a great song, a place to get people to pay attention to albums. Great marketing, trolling,
you're
whatever.
Right, but by the time you get to it, it's already like 15 songs in that are good, and you're like, I need this 10-minute troll about Eminem. I'm good. But either way, go check the Game album. Very good.
White-ish Wednesday. Focus, Rosenberg. What you got, man? You been, what we doing? What we doing, son?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm nice right now, man.
This is good.
Your boy.
It's your boy.
Drink. Would you please?
I know. Do you know?
College, right?
Yeah.
What's his name? You remember his name?
Bro.
Asher.
Asher Roth.
He's like Roth. I danced my ass off and had
this one girl. I remember because he was like your man.
Oh, yeah, he's my guy. Still is my
guy. This is the white. This is the Whitish Wednesday has fallen off episode.
Yeah.
We're playing Asher Roth. Really?
What's wrong with Asher Roth for Whitish? It's the definition of Whitish Wednesday.
Nobody remembers the song.
Are you crazy? You think people
nobody
don't remember?
This song didn't move like that.
Yo, Cass, do people remember the song or not? You don't think people remember it?
Some people do not. Not the masses like Ebro or Laura thinking, but some people do. But very, not.
I mean, Shawnee remembered.
Because that's your best
it
friend.
It was cool.
So I remember him it up was, here doing Juan Epps.
It had
stuff.
A moment. It had like a quick flash.
It was that was a big tune. You guys going to just with, it had a quick, nothing? Maybe I'm too close to it. I'm shocked that was the one. I played Back to the Grill by MC Search. And I play I Love College, and that's the one.
To Ebro's point, it's falling off a
long
way.
But by the time you got to I Love College, we had already went through Back to the Grill Again and the Pete Rock remix of House of Pain.
Yo, Whitish Wednesday went from Aerosmith and Billy Joel to I Love College. It's a long drop, man. It's a long drop.
They just ran all over your selection.
Really did. But I gotta mix it up.
Got stomped out.
I can't just play hits this big every time.
Yeah. They gotta be hits, right?
Yo, y'all know who this is?
Yeah, I like Asher Roth. Island College was a hit.
I like that song.
It was big. It was.
Hit. It was a hit.
Hit is big much. But I like the song. You know who this is, Shani?
Yeah, this Beastie Boys, right? Oh, yeah, you gotta fight, right?
Yeah.
Right. For your right. So, but.
And no homework. I've never actually listened to this song in its entirety.
Yeah. Really?
Never.
It used
this
to be
album
like,
has so much fire on it. License to Ill has so much fire. You gotta fight for your
right to Wasn't this like a part of like the MTV commercials? Like that part specifically?
Oh, yeah. It was a part of the promo, right?
Yeah. I feel like.
I mean, they were very much in that, culturally in that moment.
MTV, right?
Took me a long time to appreciate the Beastie Boys vocally, because I would always be like, why do people think they're so great? Like, they're not like great traditional rappers. Right. And now I appreciate their voice texture so much. They just sound interesting.
I'm still not. Well, there. And they also had all three Same different, cast. Very different voices, right? They had persona and charisma. The records were great. The production was big. Like, it was a lot.
You guys still don't like the Beastie Boys?
No, I'm just still not there. How you just described it, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Not with this album. I mean, like some of their later stuff.
License to Ill?
I like some of their later stuff.
Yo, License to Ill. I just went through License to Ill the other day, bro. The amount of there's like 7 smash hits on that album.
What?
It's almost the whole album.
Brass Monkey, No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Girls.
New yeah. Style.
Paul Revere.
Oh my God.
It goes on and on. And that was funny. That was the album they were like sick of. Like, they didn't even, you know, it was like, cheesy to them. They were on this ish.
See, now this is hard. I like this pocket way better than the other one.
All right, way different. Who remembers what record this is?
This is Friday the 13th. This is like Don't Go to Sleep.
One time for the city. My city. Justice League. Point out from the land till I die. Till I die. Till I die.
This is white.
On the east side till I die. Till I die. Till I die. Bubbing that bone thugs till I die.
This white person was around a lot of black people.
Wait, why? Because he said repping that bone thugs till I die?
Yep, till I die. Yeah, he's saying it right too.
Here's a hint. He's no longer making rap music.
What is he doing?
He's selling out every arena in the country doing pop rock.
It's what's his name? The guy that was beefing with Eminem the other day. Like a couple years ago.
This is so. What
I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly. And I don't know why it's taking so long. Is it Machine Gun Kelly?
Is it?
Machine Gun Kelly, yes. MGK.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know Machine Gun Kelly early.
It was. That was his big one with Diddy. That was Till I Die. That's like the Cleveland anthem.
Man, you better. If you don't play Bubba Sparks, bro.
That's where we at.
You know what, Casto?
God, give me some Paul Wall. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right? Some Paul Wall.
Enough
bro.
Is enough. You're right.
Enough.
We're so lost.
Oh, my God. Bubba Spark.
Is that Timbaland production?
Yep.
Yep.
I remember this. Say what?
Bubba. Shit, I ain't choose the rhyme.
Well, Robin chose me. So I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you. Because this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it. It kind of sucks. Bubba's another one. He does get sort of mocked. This album's pretty good.
What? That album have some joints on it.
It's got some joints on it. And then even after that, he had joints like Miss New Booty, remember?
Yes. Oh, Miss New Booty.
I forgot about that.
Is that a dedication?
Miss New Booty is, I think, his number one song here on streaming.
Is that to the Injection Crew?
Yeah, I never thought about that. Is that what Miss New Booty means?
You got a
it
new
must
booty.
Have been. Just got a new booty.
Miss New Booty. Here you go, Miss New Booty. What's those memes that be moving around? Miss whatever. And they got all
yo, it's, and it's also probably definitely a play you on Miss Fat about? Booty.
Right.
Like, that was a hit. What about Miss New Booty, though?
It's a lot of Miss New Booties.
And then he had this joint, too.
This was a hit.
Yeah.
After this song, we never heard from him again. He must have caked out.
Yeah, what happened to him?
This is a good tune.
As much
tune.
Money as he made on this record, he went and sat down somewhere.
He's like, bye.
Done. Cross over 10. Which reminds me of Nelly.
Well, yeah, because it's Timbaland. Nelly Timbaland used this sound for Nelly Furtado.
Right,
this
right.
was a whole zone. This was moving. Heavy on
Z100.
Now, just for the record, this song on Spotify, this song has 32 million. I Love College has 103 million. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there.
Yo,
just
you offended him.
Yo, fam, this ain't Spotify, bro.
Okay. That's not
this is, this is a radio station. This is a radio station. Now, people remember I Love College.
Yeah,
people
come on.
Do remember it. I got a tweet.
See, you got a tweet. All right, you already know what the decision.
And then I got four that was like, what is Rosenberg playing?
This is the dad from Growing Pains' son.
You know his name, man. Stop playing around. Can't
help myself. Alan Thicke.
This dad.
Robin
Thicke. Alan Thicke is the dad. Yeah, Robin Thicke is the guy.
He's definitely black.
And his wife was... She was nice. Paula Patton.
And then he effed around, messed it up with Paula, and black woman was done with him.
Start crying.
That's not what happened, though, really. I mean, him and Paul, I think, were like a... They've been together since high school. They were, I think, just a mess together.
He got popping, and then he started... He been living.
I just need to be clear about this because that story gets told a lot that he started popping. He had been popping. Like, among people who knew, Robin Thicke was
Anytime
already doing.
Anytime you have to say among people you right. knew, he was.
No, he sold out the he sold out the Garden Theater instead of the Garden. But I'm saying it had still been, what, 5-6 years of putting out a lot of records.
Right. Oh, no, he was had a career.
I'm just saying there were women throwing it at him prior to Blurred Lines. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Blurred Lines took it to a different plateau.
Right.
And then he got outed for cheating and doing a bunch of debauchery, and then the world was done with him.
But it wasn't just that either. It also was the stupid Blurred Lines controversy.
Oh, the lawsuit around the song.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
But it was stupid. Like, I didn't even understand it. It was like, yeah, so what? It does sound like Got to Give It Up Part 2, so...
The white guy's doing Marvin Gaye, but it was really Pharrell.
It was Pharrell.
And it was a whole mess.
it was a whole mess.
Oh, I was talking about something else.
You remember this joint, though?
This one with him and Lil.
Wait till you see my...
Yo, Shawnee, the way that you're... The way that his brain works, Ebro, it's like it makes sense. I get it, but it's always different than I would think.
Go somewhere else.
You ain't hear that whisper in the beginning?
Yeah, I hear the whisper.
I know what this is.
This feels like this. He's white. Wow.
This is off the Wayne joint.
It was on both their albums, on the Wayne album and the Robin album.
Right.
Feels like Tony. Like I'm about to hear Raphael Sadiq.
All right, let's close it out, guys, with our brother.
Yes, let's. Hey,
our brother.
Shawnee, you'll be the only one who doesn't know it, so I'll give you a second to.
Okay. Feels like Anderson .Paak.
It is.
That's one half of it. That is right there.
But he's black.
Right. That's right. So who else could there be?
That's white?
Yeah, this is one of those ones that is like, is it Whitish Wednesday? We don't know.
Right. You got transition.
Laura, you know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Who the Shawnee, other white person is?
Here we go, Shawnee.
Yeah, the white person rapping. How many mistakes do it take
till you leave when I'm left with my hand and my face all red and the face looking at you like,
you know, Shawnee. I know
I ain't a saint. Yeah, I know. If it ain't too late, well, R.I.P. R.I.P. I run away so fast, but my heart like gold,
but it break like glass. No, my shit get old and I act so young, baby. Young Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
All right, Shawnee, what do you got
Eminem,
for us?
Eminem.
Eminem?
Mac Miller. I'm just.
That's a weird thing. Have you ever heard anyone refer to Mac Miller as Eminem?
You know what I'm saying? Isn't that why he does? Because Marshall.
You just finished saying the way Shawnee's brain works for him to even say that.
Six degrees separation.
There's nothing. He just has two M's in his name.
Yeah. Just like Marshall Mathers.
I know.
But nobody called Mac Miller Eminem.
Marshall Mathers. Mac Miller, both Eminem.
You think Eminem is just a term that gets thrown at white people with double M names?
It's possible.
Possible.
It's possible. I don't know. I'm not in that world.
Right. True. What do you have? What do you have for us, Jen?
All right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, meeting in my bedroom. Silk?
That was a dead giveaway. And it's Silk. I was going for the group name.
Yo, the name of this song is ridiculous.
Meeting in my bedroom.
Don't be late. It's like a business meeting.
It might have been transactional.
Exactly. It was definitely a deposit.
I remember Silk was banned from all our school dances.
Because of this or Freak Me?
But that was because of Freak Me.
Freak Me.
We were like, kids shouldn't be seeing that.
And Freak Me, baby, you already know. All right, so you knew that. You got that quick.
Quick.
Okay.
All right. I don't think you'll know this one, but this was...
Appreciate your honesty. I like when you give me the high bar.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad.
It was redone, though.
This morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
You gotta let this breathe, bro. This is one of my joints.
Yeah, you might not know.
But this is a thing. Rosenberg gets this at any point.
This is a thing, though. Good morning, people.
It's morning. And we slept the night away.
It's all about the cheating.
No, this is the anthem. This is the cheating on somebody.
Listen
anthem.
To the words. Yeah.
No, I know it. Hold on. What year are we talking?
It's the 80s song.
Early 80s. It was redone again in the 1000s by Kelly Price.
Okay.
But this is not Kelly Price.
Oh, it was redone by Kelly Price.
Redone by Kelly Price.
That's the one I know.
I don't even know the Kelly Price one. How about that?
Exactly. Secret Love?
Nope. Nah. Good guess. Two married people cheating together.
The night away.
They was OD, though. How you sleeping, though? You're not supposed to be sleeping in that scenario. You're supposed to get your ass up, stank ass up, wash, and go home.
She's like, it's morning and we slept the night away.
No, bro, no.
And we both have people to go back to.
But that's why the song, and they know they about to get in trouble.
A new day.
They're not gonna get the title or the artist.
We forgot. This a joint though, right? The pain we
caused. As we slept. Here go the title.
Right here.
Here we go.
As we lay.
Hey.
As we lay.
We forgot about tomorrow. As we lay.
Cast one note.
No. And the artist is Shirley Murdoch.
Shirley Murdoch.
As we lay.
It was a hard one. But it's one of them joints.
Listen, bro. We didn't think about the price we had to pay.
That's the problem.
That's guru
That's
talk.
Always a problem.
Yeah. Wait, I got one last one. One last one. That was a joint. I'm glad you went hip-hop because I decided to go hip-hop.
Oh.
So this is a layup, but I felt I just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't remember it yet.
You know, right?
No.
Play it. Ebro, you know?
I don't think so.
None of us do it off of that. That was going far, Shawnee.
I don't think so.
Because it says it right in the beginning. Okay.
I'm unsure.
Right.
That?
Me too.
No.
Still don't know.
What's going on in here? The J, the I, the M, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M. It's Jimmy.
Oh, you're just playing Jimmy.
It's Jimmy. The J, the I, the M, the Y.
Boogie down.
The J, the I, the M. It's Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
If you're going late, as we lay, for the people that don't know,
that's
just where Jimmy had started from.
Oh, the phrase Jimmy had began here. Wait, so I hold on.
Demonstrated by the Jungle Brothers. Protect your Jimmy and keep him fresh.
That Jimmy has.
By KRS.
Remember, yo. So what was you saying?
I was just going to ask you. We got to go to the gurus, but wasn't Jim Browski by Jungle Brothers before this?
Yeah, that's why he said demonstrated by the Jungle Brothers.
So, but you're saying the phrase became Jimmy because of this song.
Yeah, so it was Jim Browski. Period. And then he made Jimmy, just giving it a nickname, calling it the Jimmy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have the origins of the Jimmy hat.
Which, do people still say this?
No, Ebro, but they don't.
No.
Does anybody has when Jimmy the last hat? Time say, yo, I need to get a Jimmy hat?
Yo,
1989.
For the record, if you're a lady out there and you went out to a bar one night and you met a gentleman and he hits you with a, I need to go cop a Jimmy hat, I just want to let you know, you hooked up with a very old man.
Here go the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura,
Jimmy,
you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro.
Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
I'm going to take a Mad Dog 2020.
You know what I'm saying? A 40.
Six double E batteries and a Jimmy hat.
And a couple of Jimmy hats. Cost so little for a pack of three.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com, where the gurus unite to help you. Toughest times. Shawnee Coulter's here burning the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercise and tell us who needs us out there.
Dear gurus, TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where you email us. Dear gurus.
Send.
My brother from another is going through some tough times, and we listen every morning and do appreciate the guru feedback.
Okay.
All right.
Bless up.
I know he's listening, so I hope your ears are perked up, my brother.
Okay.
My boy went through some pretty dark times about 20 years ago. He made some decisions that impacted his career, and he still thinks about it today. They haunt him and have stalled him from moving forward in his life.
Okay.
Emotionally, at least. This dude is the definition of ride or die and deserves to be happy. He just hit a big milestone birthday, and those B-Day blues also seem to be on the attack. What I was hoping is that you could give him some encouragement. I've tried to remind my boy why it's important to continue living, to go to therapy, and to continue fighting for his happiness, but I'm not sure he sees the point. I have my own history of depression, have been in therapy for years, and I think it's helped me, and I want the same for him. We often talk about what his life would have been like had he made different choices. I try to get him to focus on the present and the positive things going on, but a lot of his energy is spent thinking about the past. I know this is not healthy, and I'm worried about him. Anything you can do to shed some positivity and encouragement to a fot would be greatly appreciated.
All right. It's a relationship, but it's not a
romantic relationship.
We're
not limited.
There's a conflict.
I thought y'all was saving lives.
Yeah, we here to save
y'all
lives.
Y'all always be popping
it.
That yang like, oh, we saving lives. Nah,
we saving lives. I'm just saying, putting out a little, you know what I mean, disclaimer, but I get it. Brother from another.
Correct.
Listen, I am not one who likes to live on woulda, coulda, shouldas. And it's hard when you make a decision, spilt milk, toothpaste out the tube, all the, you know what I'm saying?
Milk out the udder.
All them things. You
won't fix the broken lamp.
Right.
Listen.
I don't think that's the same thing. Keep going.
Nope.
Won't. But you know, and some people have a real problem with that. Some people really do hold on, mm-hmm. you know, because of guilt issues. But as those things go, you really can't fix what was. You can only move forward and try to change what tomorrow will look like. You know what I'm saying? As cliche as that may sound. So I don't know what it will take for your brother from another to understand that they have to let go of the past. And they didn't really tell us what the thing was.
No, it sounds like he did something stupid maybe and it cost him a job and threw him off his career track or something.
He said some really dark times. So that could be drug addiction. That could be prison. That could be a lot of things that, you know. And then like Shawnee said, and like you're saying, Rosenberg, living off the shoulda, coulda, woulda. And really hope, wishing that you made different choices. I think what people have to do is figure out what they're going to do to bring positivity and light to their life. When you're dealing with depression, A, you need to go see a professional.
Yeah.
First things first. B, you need to work on, and this is things I've read and been told by professionals, which is, and I think even Rosenberg, you talk about this, living in the present. What are you going to do today that is going to bring light to your life? And practice that today so that tomorrow you're going to do the same thing and you start adding up more positive days than negative days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you go on that journey of just living day to day of bringing light to your life, being positive. And that could be anything from getting great exercise to eating great food, getting a good night's sleep, you know, doing something to help someone else if that fulfills you. Being around people that you love, if that fulfills you, you got to do something today to bring light to your life.
I think that's a great piece of advice. I think you want to... Sorry, Laura, you go ahead.
No. I just... And also, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people still feel like therapy is something that is not within their reach. There's so many resources now that are completely anonymous. You know what I mean? So
like BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, they're completely anonymous. Okay. If, like, you don't feel... You trust someone, seeing them face-to-face, you can... Do therapy over the phone. There's even texting if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. There's so many other outlets for you to be able to navigate through this. And brother, therapy works. You know what I mean? And sometimes
it's not overnight.
You have to put it in. You have to put in the work, but it helps you tremendously. You know, so don't feel like it's only for a certain group of people, man. The help is out there, and people have been working really hard to provide these resources for everyone. So you should definitely take advantage of it. At least try it.
Yeah. You remember, Sean? I just want to say this is important. You remember in Menace to Society when Kane and Harold, his cousin Harold, get shot?
Yeah,
and Harold's dead. And Kane's bleeding, and O-Dog comes out and grabs Kane, and Sharif goes, well, what about Harold?
Right.
And O-Dog goes, that mother bleeper's dead.
Right. Crazy scene.
We got to move on.
Right.
Yo, bro, your past life, that's Cousin Harold. It's time to move on, man. Right. Like, that is your...
He Cousin Harold your life.
He Cousin Harold you. Dang. You're saying what his thoughts are on the floor, like
they're
the streets
gone. No, the decision's been made. Like, the direction
it
changed.
Yeah.
The whatever. I was going to be this thing. Yeah. I was going to be...
Right, but I didn't mean to do that.
Right, but you weren't destined to do that. And this requires a certain level of just faith. And I don't even mean in God. I just mean in, like, the universe, right? Like, yeah, if that had been meant
that
to be
God.
For you.
Right,
and I guess you're right. That is God. If that, you know, to me that is. But whatever people want it to be. Like, if that was meant for you... Nothing is happening that wasn't meant for you. And I think it's time to just live in the present every single day, because you might be missing some beautiful things that are right in front of your life right now, bro.
Absolutely. Some people like to feel guilty. They like to feel the depression. They want to go through that pain because they feel like they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
For whatever they did, they feel like, I don't have the right to feel good. So they hold on to certain heaviness because... That's the only way for them for it to feel balanced. But you don't have to hold on to guilt for something that you did before. You can release it.
Listen.
It is okay.
That's real.
And in there, and I think this is where people, in my opinion, make a mistake. You went through what you went through and came out on the other side, and you wake up every day and you're still able to see the sunshine, and you're still able to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin and take in air and live. You still have life in your body. And because you came out on the other side, the lesson is what you learned, and now the gift is what you can give to other individuals.
Exactly.
So hopefully they don't have to live and go through what you went through.
You have testimony.
And that is oftentimes what people miss in their, when they walk through the valley, you know, of death. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is that when you come out on the other side, you have a gift to give to other individuals of right. what you've learned.
Right. You're not helped. Facts to that 100%. It doesn't help anybody, including yourself, to stay in a funk.
Yeah, man.
I'm saying you're here for a reason.
That's right.
You're still here. Like 50
you're still with us, fam.
I'm here for a real reason. Because he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't breathing. But not that part.
Yeah. So right. just look at different resources. And if you need help, you know, lean on your good friends that love you and believe in you.
But you obviously
like
have
like your
them.
Brother yeah. from another mother who yes. just wrote us.
Talk about right.
it. And check out BetterHelp.
So take this audio from the writer who wrote us. Take this audio. Play it for your mans in them.
You know what I mean?
He's listening right now.
All right. So we believe in you. We have faith in you.
And there's beautiful things right in front of you, man. I'm telling you. I know what it's like to live in regret and guilt and sadness. Right. You open your eyes, man. Sometimes you might find something that's better than you ever imagined right in front of you.
Facts. Right. So say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness.
Menadu weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's flashing lights right now.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I have tickets right now for caller number 9. Tickets to the Toyota HBCU New York Football Classic. That's Morehouse versus Howard on September 17th at MetLife Stadium. You can get your tickets at HBCUNYFC.com, but call in number 9. We're hooking you up with a pair right now, 800-223-9797. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Deadline is reporting that a Carmelo Anthony docuseries based on himself is on the way. It's called Seven. He hooked up with Westbrook Studios to do this. Now, I saw a lot of people being like, wait, you're still around. You know what I mean? You're still moving around. But Carmelo is like, the biggest question everybody probably is thinking is why now? He's like, well, I'm choosing this moment to tell my story. I spent enough time letting other people speak for me. Now it's time for my truth.
Okay. I didn't know that people had like these questions. Right. Like Carmelo's a great player. He seems like a great guy. He went to Syracuse, won a national
title. Is this about his relationship stuff or is this about basketball?
I mean, I'm assuming it's based on his life all around, so it's going to be everything.
Okay. Because the relationship stuff between him and Lala, I could see where that could be. You know, he hasn't really spoke out much, and he was kind of framed that it was.
Oh, right. That he was, like, kind of dragged. Yeah, I never bought into it, but you're right. I'm sure people did.
So maybe that's what this is about.
Interesting. We'll see. Real quick before I get out here, this is really cool. You know, Hit-Boy has been named Madden 23 Soundtrack Curator.
Hard.
Let's go, Hit-Boy.
He's killing it. That's dope. Hit-Boy is moving.
Let's
They're
talk
saying,
about that
love
check.
That guy.
Yeah, he's producing 33 beats for it.
33? Oh, man.
That's
that check.
Different kind of check.
That check is going to hit. So the video game money is so crazy.
Yo, wow. Rosenberg, talk to us about this video game money. What's it looking like over there? You getting some of that?
I'm getting a tiny bit. Yo, I'm getting a sprinkle. A sprinkle.
What's that sprinkle talking about?
The sprinkle's talking about good numbers every time you do anything. If you breathe near a video game, the checkbook comes out. Because they sell, you know, let's say 5 million copies of a game for $60 a pop.
I know.
They're making an insane amount of money. So Hit
Wait,
Boy.
Wait, Laura, you got sprinkled some of this video game loot?
Yes, a long time ago. I was in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah,
I did
that's
two.
Right.
San Andreas.
You're
an
OG
Vice.
In there. You did the radio station.
Wait, so did you get a sprinkle?
Yeah, but a little sprinkle. Mine wasn't that big of a sprinkle.
I want to find out how big your sprinkle was.
You was in there too early, though.
I was in there too early. Yeah, I'm a voice of West Coast Radio with DJ Pooh on one of them.
That's hard.
And then the other one, I played like a tennis player, a lawyer, and like a hooker or something.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fire.
That's fire.
Yo, we got it. We need the audio. If you, yes. Which Grand Theft Auto is it?
Really do.
Chill, chill. That's your flashing light report.
No, Ebro, we need that.
No, you don't.
I'm lolly.
Time is 8:55, high of 77 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
If you can find Laura Stiles the hooker in Grand Theft Auto, send it over.
Please.
With Optimum,
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red. Smash like that.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.